They've had strong trading relations with Britain, and the last thing they wanted was to go to war. They also didn't, again, want stronger power in the Western states, fearing that would dilute their own power. Here's some other maps that show it. So here was Spanish Florida at the time, and you can see West Florida coming all the way over to Baton Rouge, even. And through the Louisiana Purchase, the United States had the Mississippi River, but Spain had claims all the way up to it. Earlier, they had even claimed this area here. And then you can see, actually, in the conduct of the War of 1812, most of the battles were along this boundary with Canada into Ohio, and then a number of other battles down here. Those were sort of the main theaters of the war. In 1812, you can see that New England, with the exception of Vermont, which is interesting, part of the Mid-Atlantic, including New York, very much against Madison, the president who was agreed to conduct the War of 1812 against the British. You can see it's called a fusion party, not the Federalists, because an important branch of the New York Democratic Party broke with the Democratic Republicans over this issue, I should say, of the New York Democratic Republican Party, because, again, it threatened New York's commercial interests abroad, commercial interests with Britain. At least that's how it's usually understood.